From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And would like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. The government has implemented new regulation for international travelers arriving in Indonesia from Thursday, which include a reduced quarantine requirement of 5 days, the government spokesperson for COVID-19 Task Force, Wiguadi Sasmito, has stated during a press conference accessed online from Jakarta. Foreign tourists will be required to present a limited visit visa, health insurance covering COVID-19 positive diagnosis, and hotel reservations and payment proof to the officials upon the arrivals in Indonesia. Indonesia is ready to deepen its economic engagement with Latin America and Caribbean or LAC countries post-COVID-19 pandemic. Industry Minister Agus Gumiwang Kartasasmita said in his speech at the 2021 INA-LAC Business Forum held online on Thursday. Indonesia's total global trade was recorded at only 2%, while the total for LAC countries only reach 0.32%. The enactment of the harmonized tax law will lay a firm basis for encouraging fiscal reforms to turn Indonesia into an advanced nation by 2045, according to the Finance Ministry's Chief of the Fiscal Policy Board of the Finance Ministry, Febrio Kacaribu, in Jakarta on Thursday, that the law will be able to create a more just taxation system that ensures legal certainty, thereby helping expand the tax base and increase taxpayers' compliance. Let's move on to the international news. Sydney will end its COVID-19 quarantine for fully vaccinated international travellers from November 1st, New South Wales Premier Dominic Birotte said on Friday, foreshadowing the full return of overseas travel after more than 19 months. The federal government's reopening plans unveiled in July proposed abolishing caps on returning vaccinated Australians and a gradual reopening of international travel would save countries once full vaccination rates reach 80%. President Joe Biden touted the success of mandates in spurring vaccination against COVID-19 in the United States on Thursday, but said more needed to be done to get the 66 million people who are eligible but still unvaccinated to get the shot. French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire on Thursday called on the United States to put an end to trade rivalries with Europe, stressing that a strong France and Europe are in America's interest. A key point of tensions in transatlantic relations remains the dispute over steels and aluminium. The French minister suggested the sides should take a few months to find a definitive solution that would end the risk of a trade war, something he said belongs to a bygone era. In December 2015, the world came together and agreed to the Paris Agreement and pivotal point in global efforts to tackle climate change. Under the binding agreement, 196 countries, including the UK and Indonesia, have committed to keeping the global average temperatures rise below 2 degrees and working to limit it to 1.5 degrees Celsius compared to pre-industrial level. COP26 President Alok Sharma calls on all G20 countries and major greenhouse gas emitters to to come forward with an ambitious 2030 climate action plan. Our nationally determined contribution. The leaders of the G20 countries will meet in Rome at the end of this month. That was the news. Efforts to mediate the conflict in Myanmar are running very slowly. It can even be said to be running in place. Since the Asian leaders' meeting April 2014 in Jakarta, none of the 5 agreed points of consensus have been implemented, except for the appointment of a special envoy. In fact, considering the attitude of junta leader Min Aung Hlaing, the implementation of the consensus was like meeting a hard wall. The 5 points of consensus to maintain Myanmar's stability have clearly been violated by the Myanmar junta. The consensus is first, violence must stop immediately in Myanmar and all parties must exercise full restraint. Second, the leaders agreed to hold a constructive dialogue among all interested parties in Myanmar. Third, Asian will send a special envoy who will facilitate mediation and the process dialogue with the assistance of the Secretary General of Asians. Fourth, Asian will provide humanitarian assistance to the people of Myanmar through the AHA Center. Fifth, special envoys and Asian delegation will visit Myanmar to meet with all relevant parties. Instead of implementing the agreed consensus, upon arrival in Naypyidaw, the junta leaders Min Aung Hlaing turned around. Instead, he applied his own conditions for the implementations of the 5 consensus. One of them is that the junta will implement the 5 consensus if the political and security situation has recovered according to its self-determined measures. Reuters news agencies on Thursday said, the Asian Special Envoy for Myanmar's Eriawan Yusof said, the military failure to act according to the 5-point plan was akin to a setback. Eriawan Yusof has even barred from meeting with Suu Kyi, who is an important figure in Myanmar's political turmoil. Regarding the deteriorations of the situation in Myanmar, Asian foreign ministers convened virtually Friday, 15 October 2021. The meeting discussed the exclusion of Myanmar's junta leader, Senior General Min Aung Hlaing, from the upcoming Asian summit. Hopefully, this can be a punishment and harsh criticism for the non-implementation of the five consensus which Asian leaders set in April. The crisis in Myanmar is very protected. The interventions of the United Nations and big powers like the United States and China is needed to address it. This includes countries that support Asian steps in seeking a diplomatic solution. In recent months, pressure has been increasing on Asian regarding the need for tougher and firmer measures against Myanmar. Myanmar has been a political and economic paralysis since the February 1st military coup. This condition triggered an outpouring of anger and protest within the country. Some civilians have even formed militias to confront the powerful army.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, we'll start an event in 1988 with the National Commission on Violence Against Women was established. The National Commission on Violence Against Women is an independent state institution in Indonesia that was established as a national mechanism to eliminate violence against women. The Women's National Commission was established on October 15, 1998. It was from the demands of civil society, especially women, to the government to realize the state's responsibility in responding to and dealing with issues of violence against women. The claim stems from the tragedy of sexual violence experienced by mainly ethnic Chinese women during the May 1998 riots in various major cities in Indonesia. Next event is in 2008 when the World Hand Washing Day with Soap was celebrated for the first time. World Hand Washing Day or Global Hand Washing Day falls on October 15 every year. World Hand Washing Day with Soap was initiated by the public-private partnership of hand washing in 2008. Since then, the public and government have used the commemoration of World Hand Washing with Soap Day to raise awareness and understanding of the importance of washing hands with soap as an easy, effective, and affordable way to prevent disease. We end today in history with the event in 2013. A magnitude 7.2 earthquake shook the region of Central Visayas, Philippines. An earthquake occurred on October 15, 2013 in Bohol, an island province located in Central Visayas, the Philippines. The latest data regarding the death toll from the 7.2 magnitude earthquake reached more than 222 people. 8 people were missing, and 976 others were injured. Meanwhile, according to the female UN coordinator, Luisa Carvalho, there were around 35,000 families who needed shelters in Bohol to deal with the earthquake.
Ku langkahkan kakiku tak berharap temukan cintamu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu.
Semuanya berbeda waktu pertama ku melihatmu, kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda hati yang kaku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
Kakiku ini
berhenti tepat di hadapanmu. Kamu, kamu, ya kamu. Ku tak ragu, ku tak bimbang
untuk menjadikan kamu ratu, ratu di hatiku.
Aku tiba-tiba sayang, aku tiba-tiba cinta. Waktu pertama melihat, melihat senyum manismu.
Menggoda di angkatku, akan kehadiran cinta. Ini kan namanya cinta pada pandangan pertamaku.
Well, fellow listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The East Java Chambers of Commerce and Industry Kadin offers a number of tourism destinations in the province to Saudi Arabia for cooperation. This offer refers to Saudi Arabia's commitment to expand its investment in various countries. There are around 182 strategic projects in East Java that are opportunities for Saudi Arabia, ranging from infrastructure, health, clean water, to oil and gas. This was conveyed by chairpersons of the East Java Chambers of Commerce, Adi Dwi Putranto, when receiving a visit from Ambassador of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia to Indonesia, SM Abid Al-Tanggavi in Surabaya on Tuesday. Adi Dwi Putranto further said that for tourism, Kadin offers Sumeneb, which has the second cleanliness oxygen content in the world. According to Adik, most tourists from Saudi Arabia go to East Java for religious tourism. Sumeneb is one of the religious destinations. It also offers investment in various strategic projects in East Java related to the acceleration of economic development in the Gresik, Bangkalan, Mojokerto, Surabaya, Sidoarjo, Lamongan area, the Bromo Tengger Semeru area, as well as the Selingkar Wilis and Southern Cross areas. The East Java Chambers of Commerce and Industry is also offering logistical investment to open up markets for East Java's micro, small and medium enterprises, MSMEs. Meanwhile, Ambassador Esam Abid Al-Tanggavi said that Saudi Arabia is interested in collaborating with East Java entrepreneurs in terms of investment, trade and tourism. He added that currently, Saudi Arabia has Vision 2030, namely the Saudi Arabian economy will rely on the oil and gas sector, but also the planting of 40 million trees. Thereby, Saudi Arabia opens investment opportunities to all countries in all sectors, including investment, trade and tourism. He emphasized that Indonesia as a country with the same religious characteristic has a very good potential to establish cooperation in all fields.
terjalin asmara yang ada antara diriku dengan cinta. Menjadi teman baikku, kemudikan bahagia, ataupun tempat berlindung bersama air mata.
Rantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让争取佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques.
Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19-Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
If someday you would like to travel to Indonesia, just taste an Indonesian typical food from many regions. If you travel to Riau province, just try to enjoy bolu kemejo, because it feels incomplete if you visit Riau without enjoying bolu kemejo. The food is shaped like a frangipani flowers and is green in color. It tastes sweet and has a slight eggy aroma. The texture is soft and melty in your mouth. Bolu kemejo is made from wheat flour, butter, sugar, and eggs. The green color comes from suji leaf water mixed with pandan leaf water, and it is not artificial coloring. The original bolu kemejo is made by traditional steaming to produce a typical aroma. Because bolu kemejo is made without artificial preservatives, it doesn't last long. If used for souvenirs, at least it can only last about 5 to 7 days with proper storage. The word kemejo in the local language means Cambodia. This typical cake of Riau is named kemejo because it looks like a Cambodian flower. Normally, this cake is present in various Riau traditional events. The making of bolu kemejo involves many people working together because it needs a lot of bolu kemejo in many traditional events. Now, bolu kemejo can be enjoyed not only during traditional events, but also every day. Usually, this dish is enjoyed as a snack in the afternoon with hot tea. From time to time, bolu kemejo has various flavors such as chocolate, durian, corn, banana, and dragon fruit. The price is quite cheap, from 15,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per baking piece.
Bisa kembali, tapi waktu tak berhenti. Seharusnya kita berdiri, hadapi seadanya. Coba berpikir dan pahami. Thank you.
akan terbenam. Gelapkan menerang rasa itu indah. Rasa itu ragu selama dunia berputar. Jangan berhenti berharap rasa itu indah.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
The popularity of Korean dramas or K-drama makes Korean fashion or K-fashion popular in Indonesia. But in South Korea, Indonesian traditional clothing was also introduced. Balinese bridal attire was exhibited at the Indonesian Pavilion at the Multicultural Museum in Seoul, South Korea. The Indonesian Pavilion is the result of collaboration between the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul and the Multicultural Museum through an exhibition themes When K-Fashion Meets Traditional Fashion. Director of the Multicultural Museum, Mr. Jun Tae Kim, said that the Indonesian Pavilion was very special. The colorful and secret Balinese wedding attire attract the eyes and heart of every visitor. When opening the Indonesian Pavilion Wednesday, at interim charge the affairs of the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul, Zelda Wulan Kartika explained that the charm of the cultural beauty of the island of Bali can be seen from the wedding dresses on display. She hopes that every visitor who comes and sees this exhibition will be more interested in traveling to Bali and other tourism attractions in Indonesia. This Balinese wedding dress exhibition, one of the efforts of the Indonesian Embassy in Seoul to continue to promote Indonesian tourism and cultural arts to South Korean citizens. This effort was made even amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The opening of the Indonesian Pavilion was held in line with the Indonesian government's plan to reopen the island of Bali for foreign tourists, including from South Korea. The provision of the grand wedding dress from Puri Denpasar Bali was supported by Indonesian Minister of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection, Madam Bintang Puspayoga. The entire exhibition preparation was carried out through a virtual meeting by involving Madam Agung, a traditional Balinese culture proponent in Denpasar City. That's Miss Seleni.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present a regional medley song from Bali entitled Janger and Putri Cening Ayu, which is packaged in one title, The Beauty of Bali. The song will be sung by Miska Adinda and Anak Agung Ayu Indira Maharani, and it was rearranged by Alfie Reef. The song describes the joy of sons and daughters of Bali. From the lyrics, the song seems to show joy and enthusiasm. Janger is also known as the Balinese social fox dance, which is performed in pairs between men and women. Here is the regional medley song from Bali entitled The Beauty of Bali, sung by Miska Adinda and Anak Agung Ayu Indira Maharani. Enjoy the song.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Kata-kata tak menjamin cinta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sesuaikan ku pergi bersamanya, sayang tersakiti, maaf sayangnya. Coba ku ganti saat, mesti ku tahu saya rasa cukup sayang terluka.
Harus bawa kau tahan di tinggi, sepeda bahu yang kau sandar lagi. Kau subuhkan lagi sapu pelangi, ibarat senja yang datang terus pergi. Kuat bertahan sejauh ini, berjuang tapi saya gagal tuk raih. Tinggal kenangan dalam memori, orang lain datang bawa kau pergi.
Biar sayang bawa pergi dengan air mata mencerah.
Dan mungkin ini Tuhan ku jalan, topuk kisah harus tolong dua relakan. Sepunya doa terus sampai di amin, rumah terakhir tu deng orang lain. Sing bisa balas su ada yang punya, nona tu sakit biar saya yang bawa. Di hari ini saya senyum terpaksa, sapu hati nona patah di muka.
Perjuangan sia-sia selama ini. Masih ingat yang kau janji, ku bilang hidup semati. Sesuaikan ku pergi bersamanya, sayang tersakiti, maaf sayangnya. Coba ku ganti saat, mesti ku tahu saya rasa cukup sayang terluka.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia, or our Twitter account at VOI Indonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.